And then Jerry was like, anything for a listener or whatever. I'm like,
mm-mm. No, ma'am.
So I did not.
You did not fist him.
No, I did not have time for that, nor do I want to do that.
Now, I read that out loud amongst friends or whatever. And I believe Nate was like, surprised that you haven't fisted anyone?
Do I? I mean, I don't know what fisters look like, but do I look like a fister mister or Mr. Fister?
You look like you could be a Mr. Fister. Your hands aren't that big.
No, I'm not really into the puppet shows.
So the thing is.
Big Fatty's into the puppet shows.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I personally do not want to be fisted. I am not
wide enough.
I'm not.
You're so tight.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Do I look like a fister mister or Mr. Fister?
You look like you could be a Mr. Fister.
You're so tight.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 3198 of the FO for Monday the 11th of May 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. And Big Fatty, don't forget, it's a very special week this week. Prepare us. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a week that you need to be preparing for. It's true. Oh, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, you're prepare us. Well, first of all, just a public service announcement here. For those of you who forgot to get a card for Mother's Day, y'all, they're half price today, and you can put it in the mail and just blame it on the post office. Yes, Big Fatty, Miss Rona is keeping you from your appointed rounds. What was I saying? I was saying, y'all, it's your papyrus, because y'all, there's a very special something going on. On Sunday, so y'all, we got all week to get ready for it. Yes, Big Fatty, how kind of you to mention it. Sunday is. I won't mention this person's name, but y'all just a just a mainstay. A mainstay of the BFO, just the most. Oh, Big Fatty, please, you don't need to keep going on and on. No, just a super supporter, and I just couldn't do the little. Oh, Big Fatty, you're just going on and on for no reason. Well, I just know this is important to me, and I want to give the proper recognition, because y'all, on Sunday, y'all, so there's going to be a very special celebration of exiting the birth. Oh, Big Fatty, I think it's just lovely. I think it's just lovely that you remember. Yes, that's right, y'all. Sunday is going to be the the celebration of the exiting of the birth canal of the one and all. Oh, Big Fatty, really, just don't go overboard. Well, no, I think it's important. Y'all, it's going to be the celebration of exiting the birth canal Miss Beaver. Big Fatty, how about somebody else? I'm looking at the calendar here, the marking calendar. I don't see. There's just a couple of animal names. Miss Beaver. Oh, Big Fatty, you're pulling my leg. Well, no, you're hiking your leg. Ah, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I got Professor, y'all are big fatty. I'm just gonna sit over here. I'm not talking to you now, old poodle. Anyway, y'all, today, the 11th of May, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew. Celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, this person used to live in the Uk, and now they're in Scotland, or that was the last place that I knew of them living. Don't know if they listen to the little show anymore or not, but y'all was once a big-time supporter of the little show. In fact, this person designed the BFO app, which is no longer available because it just, the technology, you know, like with Big Fatty, the technology just went past it. And y'all, I am referring to none other than the one and only Steve in Scotland. Oh, Big Fatty, despite you pissing me off, we love Steve in Scotland. It's true. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met him in person in Nolens. Yes, Big Fatty, he was running around in his jockstrap at the Rawhide. He may have been. but y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. I think nowadays he looks like those guys on the Duck Dynasty. With his beard, with all of his brufkas caught in it. But it is none other than the 34th co-host of the Stinky Orangutans. It is Adam. Oh, Big Fatty, we do love Adam also. Big Fatty, before we wish him a happy birthday, y'all, on Sunday, it's also Poodle's birthday. Big Fatty, what did you say? Nothing. So y'all, if you want to send her a card, get it in the mail quick. But y'all, if you see Steven Scotland or Adam from the Stinky Orangutans on the 20th or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I'm glad you remember theirs, but I also hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yeah, that's it, y'all. last time I talked to you was on Thursday. I will let you know, y'all, it has been so nice. So nice here in Fat Acres the whole weekend. Y'all, it's just the temperatures have been just super pleasant. It's been lovely sitting on the porch. It has been lovely on the nipple walks, and y'all, I'm sorry, I'm a little gassy. I've eaten some chicken fingers, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But let's see. I don't think I did anything. Can't think of anything I did Thursday night, and for right, y'all, it was just a regular day here in the neighborhood, and about a little bit after 5 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, I get this textimonium. I get a textimonium from Durwood saying, Herbie Freddy, is there a bottle of wine that needs to be finished off? I said, yes. So, y'all, he says, on my way. And so, y'all, he came down, and we, Granny and young Nicholas was in on the textimonium, and Granny, you know, y'all, we did a FaceTime with Granny. Granny, are you coming out? No, 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 I must have more notice than this. I am in the midst of cooking cabbage and some polisaka. And we went, the polisaka? What the fuck is polosaka? Well, you know that is, you know, with the peppers and the onions and the, you know, that sausage, that polosaka. I said, do you mean kielbasa? Yeah, that's it. That's what I said. Polosaka. And y'all, it's just so sad. but anyway, Durwood stopped by. Y'all, I had one glass of that wine that old Veda left here, and Durwood said, oh, I'd love to try that. And y'all, he loved it. He just loved it. And so anyway, and so Granny didn't come by, but young Nicholas, after he got off of work, he came by and washed his hands. Yes, Big Betty. And you don't know where they've been. I don't think he's been in a puppet show, but you never know. But anyway, so y'all, we all sat around and just cut the fool, and y'all, we drank way too much wine, but y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, we've decided that we're gonna have Fatty Fridays, and y'all, it's just gonna be Granny and Durwood and young Nicholas. Y'all will be doing our social distancing, but y'all, we'll be doing our physical distancing, but y'all, there's something to be said for having a person right in front of you, that you can talk to and see their facial expressions and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, it just helps you breathe a little bit easier. And I know some people are going to say, oh, Big Fatty, you shouldn't be doing it. Well, y'all, I'm not doing things that that I don't feel comfortable with. And in fact, Miss Kitty told me that the famous toastery has reopened for outdoor dining, and I'm not quite ready to go to do that yet. But y'all, today, Monday, all the restaurants will be allowed indoor dining. But at a reduced capacity, I think it's like 50% capacity of their regular capacity, and you got to spread the tables out and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, and I'm gonna wait probably a couple of weeks just to make sure that that kind of thing doesn't explode. But y'all, I think Fatty Fridays are going to be nice, and you know, we can get Granny a Jack and Coke, because you know he ain't going to drink wine. Big Fatty, he would drink some sangria. Well, he would, but we'll see. And y'all, then before Durwood left, y'all, he slipped me a Benjamin. Big Fatty, is that vulgar for something? No, that's $100 bill. Oh, for your services rendered? No. Y'all, he wanted young Nicholas to go and get a case of that new wine. So young Nicholas had gone and was taking a shower, as he oftentimes does when he comes over here on a Friday. You know, it's just, you know, because he's not going home right away, and he just wants to wash the day off of him. And he almost shot himself the other day. Well, that's true. But anyway, y'all, so when young Nicholas got out of the shower, I gave him the Benjamin and the empty bottle, and he was going to head out and pick that up on Saturday, as a good boy should. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, also on Friday, y'all, I decided I was going to go ahead and fill up a Ruby Red. $1.59 I paid for petroleum products. I know it's cheaper than that. Durwood saw it for like $1.39 somewhere, but $1.59, I was okay with that. And so I filled up Ruby Red, and I've decided, I think Tuesday, y'all, they open up the Sam's Club for the senior citizens. And y'all, I was afraid senior citizens was 65 and older, but I read on the WWW that it's 60 and older, so I wouldn't need a fake ID to get in. They open it up from 7 a.m. in the morning till 9 a.m. in the morning just for the old farts. Yes, Big Fatty, that's you, old and farty. So I think I'm going to try to go out there on Tuesday. Saturday, young Nicholas stopped by with the wine, and we visited for a little while, and then he was off. He was off to go get a nip-a-nap and help do some things around the house at his home. And, y'all, then Saturday night, listen to the Dubious Intent. Y'all, are you listening to the Dubious Intentions Saturday nights at 10 p.m. in the evening? That's when they start jabbering. They usually start recording about 10:30 p.m. in the evening. But anyway, y'all, a good crowd. Mr. Cackle even made it over there. Y'all, for some reason, Gavin didn't do his little show on Friday night. I don't know what was up with that. Maybe we'll find out this week. But then y'all on Sunday, got up and did my nipple walk and everything. Had a little brofkas. Did my Sudoku. And, let me go back. Saturday night, y'all, I decided to clear out my closet. Ready? Y'all, I've just got all these clothes that I'm never going to wear again because I don't go to work anymore. And so, y'all, I pulled out, I think there were 13 long sleeve shirts and 8 polo style shirts. And I think there were 8 or 9 pairs of pants and some winter coats, and y'all, I'm gonna take them to the Goodwill and make a donation. Yes, be ready to get the receipt. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, I had gotten a coupon that was only good through today, the 11th. But y'all, it was from the Honey Baked Ham store. And you know, Big Fatty loves a ham, and I really love a honey baked ham. But y'all, it was for a quarter bone-in ham or a boneless ham, y'all, 50% off. Big Fatty, you couldn't pass that up. I couldn't. So, y'all, I went by there and had my little max on and everything, and got me about a 3.5-pound ham. Big Fatty, you fat ass. And, y'all, then I also had a coupon because it was Mother's Day. It was the buy one, get one free at the Raising Cane's. I think I mentioned that to y'all earlier. So, y'all, I got me the winner, 2 chicken dinners, y'all, and it was $8 for the 2 of them, and that came with the French fried potatoes and the Texas toast. Y'all, their Texas toast, y'all, back when I was growing up, their Texas toast, we used to call it barbecue bread. Y'all, do you remember barbecue bread? It was a loaf, but it was kind of a flat loaf, a flat and long, rather than like a regular loaf. Beh, anyway, we don't need to hear about your loaves, but, and so I got those, and so y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, do you think Dr. Stone was checking your... Oh, dear, I said checking your closing music to make sure you use the correct one today? Probably so. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, one observation real quick. Y'all, I think that the month of April was the slowest month ever. And y'all, last week actually went at a pretty good clip. So to me, that's kind of a sense of normalcy also. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, we just passed Mother's Day. Can you tell us about a conversation you had with your mother?
Do I look like a Fister Mister? Or Mr. Fister?
You look like you could be a Mr. Fister.
You're so tight.
Oh, Big Fatty, that ginger bear is such a sweet talker with his mama.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.